tight and by your side, together we'll grow old. I threw my seat back in the bin, brought these pretty flowers home. Kiss me, Kate, we'll celebrate before the bloom is gone. Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds and change, and I'll sing you songs of love again. And when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain.
Best Irish music on irishradio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Hello there. Good morning. How are you doing? Listen, hope you're well. Hope you're in good form. Hopefully that life is going well for you for this Saturday. Irish Radio it is.
I saw you went out a-rambling by the Tolligans one day. I spied a pretty fair maid in the fields out making hay. A pretty little summer dress, a red bow in her hair. And when she turned and smiled at me, she stole my heart away. Mary from Lanoy, you are my pride and joy, the envy of the parish to be your darling boy. Of all the girls I've ever known, you are the real McCoy. My love, my pride, my greatest joy, my Mary from Lanoy. Soon we got to talking, or the hay got left behind.
Sunday game,
Or to hear the panel explain Sweeper's game plan, was it a free? Man of the match and the referee. We're the fans of the GAA. We support our team today. Clapping and cheering with the crowd, highs and lows and feeling proud. We're the fans of the GAA. We're the fans of the GAA. We support our team today. Clapping and cheering with the crowd, highs and lows and feeling proud. We're the fans of the GAA. And he's doing fine. Said goodbye to the beer and the wine. Whiskey port he can do without. Crack is 90 on the zero stout. Sing and shout for the zero stout. Paddy's on the wagon and he still wants out. He's the envy of the pub, there's no doubt. Hell for leather on the zero stout. Super Sunday, sticking to the plan. Working on the Monday, first in the van. Ripping and racking, he can do without. A different man on the zero stout. Sing and shout for the zero stout. Paddy's on the wagon and he still wants out. He's the envy of the pub, there's no doubt. Hell for leather on the zero stout. Gin or brandy too. Paddy's fighting ways to make it do. The barman shouts the laws about. Paddy shouts for a zero stout. Sing and shout for the zero stout. Paddy's on the wagon and he still wants out. He's the envy of the pub, there's no doubt. Hell for leather on the zero stout. Sing and shout for the zero stout. Paddy's on the wagon and he still wants out. He's the envy of the pub, there's no doubt. Hell for leather on the zero stout.
Crying soft out. Three in a row, that is from Tony Green Ireland. Very good morning. How you doing? Listen, I hope you're well. Hope you're in good form and fine fettle for this Saturday. Irish Radio it is. Good to have you along. I'm Jerry Byrne until 1 o'clock today. Terry in at 1 o'clock. Brand new release, Billy McFarland. Good song this is. Ah, you're my kind of perfect.
You're so my kind of perfect. I'm thinking lucky me. You're as pretty as a picture in an A-list magazine. I can see yours last forever, so I'm hoping now you're mine. You're so my kind of perfect. Forever take your time. The first time that I saw you was my last long lonely day. Like a vision heaven sent me to steal my heart away. And all that I can do is count the hours until we meet. Then you say hi and me oh my. My heart skips a beat. You're so my kind of perfect. I'm thinking lucky me. You're as pretty as a picture in an A-list magazine. I can see yours last forever, so I'm hoping now you're mine. You're so mine. love at first sight. Well, I guess it must be true, 'cause the day my world began was when I first set eyes on you. You're so my kind of perfect, I'm thinking lucky me. You're as pretty as a picture in a nameless magazine. I can see us last forever, so I'm hoping now you're mine. You're so my kind of perfect, forever take your time. You're so my kind of perfect, forever take your time.
Ah, that's just crazy stuff. That's Billy McFarland. Good song it is, too, from Billy. Hey, you're my kind of perfect. Brand new release from Billy McFarland. Nice one, indeed it is. This is good to have you along. Hopefully that you're well. Hopefully that all is going good for you. Thank you very much to Joe O'Brien filling in for me last weekend when yours truly was away and doing other stuff. Cracking song. This is a young lass called Carol Lynch. She's from Muffin, County Donegal. This is the life of a trucker, brand new from her.
I've been listening to Martimo. On Thursday I'm all alone, but on Friday I am coming home. The raven with the windows down, I said a reader to the ground. Well, I drive all night and day, and Friday I'll be home for the day. Saturday down in the bar, playing away at the old guitar. And Sunday I'll stay at home, 'cause on Monday I'll be back on the road. Raven with the windows down, I said a reader to the ground. Well, I drive all night and day, and Friday I'll be home the day. And this Friday and my cash ran out, and Prevost is not a boy, 'cause the Maggie's on and I'm on my way, and I am coming home today. Driving with the windows down, I said a reader to the ground. Well, I drive on for the day, rain out with the windows down, I said a reader to the ground. Well, I hope she doesn't stop, so tonight I'll be back in Donegal. Rain out with the windows down, I said a reader to the ground. Well, I drive all night down.
Ah, cracking stuff there. And that is Trucker, young lass from Muffin, County Donegal. A very good morning, listen. I hope you're well. I hope you're in good form for today. Irish radio is, I would say, pleasant, sort of a day, a little bit overcast, but still sort of the feel of summer there. Kevin Byrne, how are you doing, Kevin? Good to have you along today, hopefully you're well. Brand new release from Michael Cleary together with Jackie Bannon. Hey, you want woman off the dick, my man?
Something you say I ought to know, that he don't love me anymore and I'll have to let him go. You say you're gonna take him, oh, but I don't think you can, 'cause you ain't woman enough to take my man. Me. Well, I don't know where that leads you, oh, but I know where I stand, and you ain't woman enough to take my man. Woman like you, there are a dime a dozen, you can buy them anywhere. For you to get the hymn, I have to move over, and I'm gonna stand right here.
Ah, Christ, off there. Hey, you woman enough to take my man, Michael Cleary, Jackie Bannon there on lead vocal. Good song it is too. Hello to Anne Fahey. Anne, how are you doing? Listen, hopefully life in Manchester is good. Hopefully you're going well for today. Irish Radio, cracky song. This Nathan Carter's brand new release.
Hi, folks. This is Nathan Carter. Stay tuned to my good friend Jerry Benn on irishradio.org.
I am leaving Mississippi in the evening rain. These Delta towns were satin gowns in a high beam frame. Loretta Lynn guides my hand through the radio. Where would I be in times like these without the songs Loretta wrote? And if you can't find a friend to sing at the radio, and if you can't find listen to the radio.
I left a handsome two-step good old boy in Tennessee. Now he's sitting on the sofa and he's looking for a supper, wondering what's become of me. Martin guitar in the back seat of my car. I am leaving Mississippi with the rain.
Ah, Christ, up there, Nathan Carter, hey, listen to the radio. Good idea. Great to have you along, hopefully you're well. Today is Owl Field Day. It's Kissing Day, Onion Ring Day, Pet Choking Prevention Day, also Anti-Fascist Struggle Day, Be Kinder, Glastonbury Festival Day, also Chocolate Eclair Day, also it's Pride, National Pride Prom Day, Positive Media Day, it's also Windrush Day and World Rainforest Day. Who knew? There we go. Irish Radio it is. Brand new release just hot off the presses from Phil Wild. This is his version, cracking version too it is, of Seven Spanish Angels.
Down into her brown eyes and said, say a prayer for me. She threw her arms around him, whispered, God will keep us free. They could hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home. Reached down and picked the gun up that lay smoking in his hand. She said, Father, please forgive me, I can't make it without my man. And she knew the gun was empty, and she knew she couldn't win. But her final prayer was answered when the rifles fired in. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
Just crying yourself there. That's Phil Wild. Good version of Seven Spanish Angels. Good morning. Hope you're well. John Joe Sheets and Ramblers, if you're around London town, he's in St. Joseph's Club in Highgate. That's tonight, St. Joseph's Club in Highgate for John Joe Shields and the Ramblers. Sure to be a cracking night with John Joe, always is. Irish Radio, good to have you along. Brand new release, last call, Melissa Hambleton. This is The Detour.
Down. I asked him, how'd you end up in this one horse? detour sign made me exit, so I got breakfast down at Jim's Cafe. Maria poured my coffee, flashed a smile and asked my name. I spent 3 months on the highway. Life sure turned a dime, but it sure worked out right.
Christ over there, hey, the detour, that is Melissa Hamilton, good song it is too, Irish Radio, it's good to have you along, hopefully you're well. Larry O'Leary, thank you indeed for the email, hopefully everyone is well and enjoying the heat. All roads lead to Ruislip tonight, where the London ladies take on Sligo in the All-Ireland Championship. Best of luck to our own Sally Farley. Please help us playing our weekly club lottery anytime up until 8 p.m. tomorrow evening, or Monday evening, I should say, for a jackpot of £3,000, which could be yours for as little as a fiver. All details are on their Facebook page. We're also issuing our sponsor player fundraiser, where for £200 you can sponsor any of our players. We have girls in both Camogie and ladies football from all over Ireland. So your chance to support the girl from your hometown, your county. We need all your help. Please do feel free to contact us about anything at all at any time, but anything if it's only for a chat, and we'll be pleased to hear from you. You can contact us through our Facebook page or give Larry a buzz at 07944178879. That's Larry Ray from the Father Murphy's Camogie and Ladies Gaelic Football Club. Warren Buchanan. Warren, great to have you along. Listen, I hope you're well. Hopefully all going good in New Zealand as requested. More to cough, our love comes around.
Love for me hasn't been easy. I've let true love fall to the ground. And the tears, I've learned what love's about. This time I'll be ready when love comes around. When love comes around, I'll be ready. Love will find me a brand new man. this time I'll be ready when love comes around. Times I've lost a good love, and I can't see now I let it down. But if love comes back to me, it won't stay the same on me. This time I'll be ready when love comes around. This time I'll be ready when love comes around. And I'll be standing here with my heart in my hand. This time I'll be ready when love comes around.
Ah, Chris, so Mardukov there. Hey, well, love comes around. Cracky song it is too. Warren Buchanan has requested just for you. Cracky stuff. Today, back in 1934, the work on the first prototypes of the what was called the People's Car that became the Volkswagen Beetle was started by Ferdinand Porsche. But it would take until 1936 before the first prototype was completed. Today, back in 1933, Hitler banned all other parties, making Germany a one political party country. The National Socialist Party is the only party that exists at that stage in Germany. This followed a number of other changes in 1933, including the creation of the German secret state police Gestapo and the banning of trade unions. The death penalty was declared for anti-fascists. The start of the crazy rise to power for Hitler. John Joe Shields of the Ramblers tonight in St. Joseph's Club in Highgate. On the way, Johnny Lockery.
Best Irish music on irishradio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Take the hassle out of moving with www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089-484-0140. Always reliable and trustworthy. Whether you're moving from the UK to Ireland or Ireland to the UK or indeed anywhere in Europe, it must be www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Pre-clearance, customs paperwork guaranteed, fully insured. Be it a house removal, deliveries or a single item contact, www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone this Irish number 089-484-0140. Personally procured move and agent supplied, Brexit certified. They will pack it, rack it and stack it. Full storage facilities available in Ireland. A service you can trust. www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089-484-0140. From the UK, it's 00353-89-484-0140. Email countytocountyremovals@gmail.com.
Keep your finger on the pulse on the latest Irish news, sport and entertainment by The Irish World every Wednesday. Visit us at theirishworld.com and become a fan on Facebook. Call 0208 453 7800 for more information. The team would love to hear from you.
The The Dance Company of Ireland presents the internationally acclaimed all-new show Rhythm of the Dance UK Tour 2024 from Saturday the 29th of June until Monday the 29th of July right across the UK. Amongst the locations include Stockport Plaza on the 13th of June, Liverpool on the 13th of July, the Flora Pavilion, New Brighton, the Spa Felixstowe, York, Swansea, Skegness and many more. See our website irishradio.org or rhythmofthedance.com. A fantastic show with gifted young dancers, musicians and singers. A new spectacular show celebrating Ireland's rich culture of over 1,000 years. rhythmofthedance.com.
Hearts Irish Meat Market.
2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, telephone 020-8965-4563. 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, telephone 020-7639-3095. And 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6, telephone 020-7624-2204. Free parking in Kilburn all day Saturday, open 6am to 6pm. Rye Lane, Peckham, open 7 days a week. Always a massive selection of the finest quality meats and all Irish goods. Prime Irish roasting beef. Now stocking Limerick hams and cooked Limerick hams. Hearts Irish Meat Market, 2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, and 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6.
Hearts Irish Meat Market.
Hi, Ger O'Brien here from All Things Country. Please join me every Sunday afternoon from 3 until 5 for the best of Irish and country music right here on irishradio.org.
Hi, this is DJ Terry here. Join me on Irish Radio every Tuesday, 7 to 9, and Saturday, 1 to 3, straight after the Gerry Byrne Show on irishradio.org.
My boss says no dice, son, you gotta work late.
Ten years ago, on a cold, dark night, someone was killed neath the town hall light. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night wind wails. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it meant my life, for I had been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night wind wails. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The scaffold was high and eternity near. She stood in the crowd and she shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans in a long black veil, she cries o'er my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night wind wails. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me.
In a little village, not many miles away, there lived a rich and aged man. His hair was turning gray. He had three sons, the only ones, but Jack and Tom were sly. Ted was as honest as could be, and would not tell a lie. They done their best to ruin Ted before the old man's eyes. Soon their poison began to work, and Ted was much despised. One night the old man said, "Be gone, you're heartless to the core." These were the words that young lad said as he stood beside the door. "Oh, don't be angry with me, Dad. Please don't turn me from your door. I know I've been wayward, and I won't be anymore. Give me just another chance and put me to the test. You'll find your black sheep loves his dad far better than the rest." Year after year passed slowly on, and the rich man has now grown old. He called together Jack and Tom and gave them both his gold, saying, "I'll only need a little room right at your fireside." One night with Jack returning home, he brought with him a bride. The wife began to hate their father more and more each day. One night he heard the three declare that he was in their way. They then agreed to send him to a workhouse that was near. And like a flash, the black sheep's words came ringing in his ear. "Oh, don't be angry with me, Dad. Please don't turn me from your door. I know I was wayward, and I won't be anymore. Give me just another chance and put me to the test. You'll find your black sheep loves his dad far better than the rest. A carriage pulled up to their door. It was the workhouse van. The lads, they turned unto their dad and said, 'Here is your man.' Just then a manly form appeared and pushing through the crowd, 'Stand back, you brutes,' the stranger cried, 'This will not be allowed.' You took this old man's property and all that he had saved. You even sold his little plot containing mother's grave. I am his son, but not your kin, from this till judgment day. The old man clasped the black sheep's hand, and the crowd all heard him say, oh, don't be angry with me, lad, though I turned you from my door. I know I was foolish, I repented o'er and o'er. I should have given my gold to you, for you have stood the test. I have found the black sheep loves his dad far better than the rest. I found the black sheep loves his dad far better than the rest.
Ah, cracking stuff. Hello, Don Shepherds of Dawn. How to you? Good to have you along. And also Heather bringing back some great memories. Cracking on there. Johnny Lockery, the black sheep, also the long black veil. Hi to you, Tom Allen, T. R. Dallas, good to have you along. Listening to Westmeath, good to have you with us, Tom. Listen, I hope you're well. There's a brand new release out from Jack Hill. It's a good one. It's called My Grandfather's Accordion.
My grandfather's accordion still plays them notes today. He used to play the reels of Kerry and all the Irish tunes. You'd hear the notes all ringing out as you move from room to room. All the neighbors gathered round to listen for the night, and when he played the Galway shawl, it filled them with delight. My grandfather's accordion's full of history and pride. He played it till the early hours, which everyone admired. He'd put it down upon his knee and he would start to play. My grandfather's accordion still plays them notes today. With a hat upon his head and a pipe stuck in his mouth, he told us all great stories every time that he was out. He'd have a good one-liner, whatever the case may be, and we would all be happy to be in his company. My grandfather's accordion's full of history and pride. He played it till the early hours, which everyone admired. He'd put it down upon his knee and he would start to play. My grandfather's accordion still plays them notes today. With the beat of the Bowron and the fiddle in full flight, old Bob got out his box and played with all his might. The party, it would start, and the sparks flew from the ground with the stomping of the hobnail boots as the dancing a magic sound. My grandfather's accordion's full of history and pride. He played it till the early hours, which everyone admired. He'd put it down upon his knee and he would start to play. My grandfather's accordion still plays them notes today. My grandfather's accordion's full of history and pride. He played it till the early hours, which everyone admired. He put it down upon his knee and he would start to play. My grandfather's accordion still plays them notes today.
Yeah.
Ah, Christ, up there, Jackals, my grandfather's accordion. Good morning, how you doing? Hope you're well. Today, back in 1937, Joe Louis wins the world heavyweight boxing title when he defeats Jim Braddock in the eighth round knockout. And today, back in 1938, a year later, in front of 80,000 people at the Yankee Stadium, Joe Louis knocked out German Max Schmeling in 2 minutes and 4 seconds. And today, back in 1941, Germany launches Operation Barbarossa, the invasion of Russia. In the first 2 months, over 500,000 square miles of Russian territory was taken. Just some of the things that happened from today back in the day. Irish Radio it is, as requested. Ken Roberts, just for you, this is Mary Gatley. And goodbye, my era.
I must leave you now. I must leave my home, my own. I must leave you now and hope for fond return. Goodbye, my era. I cannot stay here, and the struggles they get harder day by day. Goodbye, my era, there is no pay, and my soul is getting cold in every way. I watch the moonlight dance on our globe, babe. In my mind I sailed away, an honest life I live, every ounce of me I give, and I have swam the Liffey to feel free, and in my dreams I am a happy me. I travel the length and breadth all before these shades of green. Goodbye, my era, I cannot stay here. The struggles, they get harder day by day. Goodbye, my era, there is no pay, and my soul is getting cold in every way. I watched horizons from the aisle we came, I have tried so very hard to stay. I searched the golden sky to try and find another way. I must leave you now. I must leave my home, my own. I must leave you now. Fond return. Goodbye, my era, I cannot stay here. The struggles, they get harder day by day. Goodbye, my era, there is no pay, and my soul is getting cold in every way. My soul is gone cold in every way. I can no longer stay.
Ah, Christ off there, Mary Gantley. Good song it is. And goodbye, my era. Ken Roberts, just for you. Hi, Ken. Listen, I hope you're well. Hopefully all is going good for today. Irish Radio it is on this Saturday. T.R. Dallas, Tom, good to have you along. Hopefully that you're well. Hopefully all going good today. Today, back in 1945, the U.S. 10th Army overcame the last major pockets of Japanese resistance on Ikawa Okinawa Island, ending one of the bloodiest battles of World War II. Today, back in 1969, the actress Judy Garland was found dead in a London home, possibly due to an accidental drug overdose. This was a day back in 1969. Little reminder, John Joe Shields and the Ramblers appearing tonight. St Joseph's Club in Highgate. Sean Cuddy, Sean Gallagher, just for you. As requested, this is the Cold Hard Facts of Life.
I got back in town the day before I planned to. I smiled and said I should surprise my wife. I don't think I'll phone, I'll just head on home. For I didn't know the cold hard facts of life. I passed a little wine store on the corner. I pictured pink champagne by candlelight. I stopped the car right then, got out and hurried in. My mind not on the cold hard facts of life. As strangers stood there laughing by the counter, he said, I'll take two bottles of your best. Her husband's out of town and there's a party. He winked as if to say, you know the rest. I left the store two steps behind the stranger. From there to my house, his car stayed inside. But it wasn't till he turned into my drive that I learned I was witnessing the cold hard facts of life. I drove around the block till I was dizzy. Each time the noise came louder from within. And then I saw the bottle there beside me. And I drank enough courage and walked in. Lord, you should have seen their frantic faces. They screamed and cried, please put away that knife. I guess I'll go to hell, or I'll rot here in this cell. But who taught who the cold hard facts of life? Taught me the cold hard facts of life.
Ah, quite so there. Sean Cuddy, Cold Hard Facts of Life. Sean Gallagher, just for you, Sean. Listen, a very, very good morning. Hope you're well. Or afternoon, as it is now. Irish Radio.
Best Irish music on irishradio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Weekend news roundup across Ireland. The Defence Forces in Ireland have begun internal proceedings in relation to a serving soldier, Cathal Crotty, who pleaded guilty to beating a woman unconscious in a random street attack, for which he received a fully suspended sentence. In a statement, a spokesperson said such proceedings could not commence until after a judge had rendered their sentence when a serving member was in court for a civil offence. An elderly man has died in a fire at a house on the campus of the University of Limerick. It's understood the man, who was aged in his late 80s or early 90s, had been an academic. Pilots who are members of the Irish Airline Pilots Association in Aer Lingus will take part in an 8-hour strike on the 29th of June. The union served formal notice on Aer Lingus management informing the airline that pilots will strike from 5 a.m. to 1 p.m. next Saturday. The IALPA has already served notice of a definite worked rule, which is due to commence at 01 next Wednesday, 26th of June. A judge has granted an EU-wide order to force Luxembourg-based landlord Mark Gertrude to pay more than €13,000 in compensation to former tenants in Dublin. In February last year, Dublin District Court directed the businessman to comply with an earlier Residential Tenancies Board ruling that Diane Gier and Adrian Buchanan were entitled to €13,563 damages, which has not been paid. An Irish fishing trawler has sunk off the coast of Scotland. The US Coast Guard confirmed that it received a distress call from a vessel around 220 nautical miles west of Barra on the Outer Hebrides. In a statement, it said the Irish registered fishing vessels was reported to be sinking and with six people on board had abandoned two life raft, taking the beacon and communications equipment with them. A 52-year-old man has been jailed for 2 years for his role in an eruption of violence which occurred at the burial of an elderly woman in County Galway. A Galway Circuit Court Judge Brian O'Callaghan said fear and terror was created when two feuding families clashed in a violent disturbance at Tuam Cemetery in September of 2021. Up to 30 Gardaí from Tuam, Galway City, and the Armed Regional Support Unit and Traffic Corps had to attend after fights broke out between members of the McDonough and Ward families. The court heard that a priest whose pleas for calm fell on deaf ears had to hide behind trees to avoid injury amid scenes of chaos. The Peter McVerry Trust charity spent nearly €400,000 on a house which was intended to be used by the family of a friend of its former CEO. An internal McVerry Trust document from July 2023 obtained it stated that the former CEO Pat Doyle had advised senior staff in the charity that the property in Kerry was for the use of the family of a specific friend. Pat Doyle left the McVerry Trust in May 2023 after 18 years as CEO. A lawyer representing families of 18 victims of the Dublin and Monaghan bombings has warned the Irish government that they will take legal action if Gardaí do not cooperate fully with an inquiry into allegations of collusion by RUC officers. Gardaí have appealed for applications from members of the public to join the Garda Reserve as part of an expansion of the voluntary programme. On Garda Síochána Conor said anyone aged between 18 and 60 was eligible to apply. Extradition proceedings are underway against a man in his 80s as part of an investigation into reports of historic sexual abuse at a number of schools run by the Spiriton congregation. More than 150 people have reported incidents of child sexual abuse to Gardaí investigating such allegations at schools run by the Order, such as Blackrock College and its feeder school Willow Park in South Dublin. Ireland has dropped two places from last year in a key measure of international competitiveness. The country was ranked fourth of 67 economies examined by the Institute of Management Development World Competitiveness Yearbook 2024, down from second last year. A man has appeared at Dublin District Court charged with the murder of a 51-year-old Michael Ryan in Finglas on Thursday, 20th of June. Joseph Lawler, aged 38, with an address at Hampton Road in Finglas, Dublin 11, was brought to the Circuit Criminal Courts of Justice this morning. Three men have been arrested as part of an investigation into demonstrations at the Taoiseach's home, have been released without charge. Gardaí say a file is being prepared for the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions. A 37-year-old woman has been returned for trial to the Central Criminal Court charged with the murder of her son. Ruth Purcell Healy of Bishopsfield, Williamstown and County Waterford is charged with the murder of 6-year-old Matthew Healy on the 8th or 9th of February. Shannon Airport has lodged plans for a 5.5-acre solar farm for the airfield at the airport. Plans to cut welfare payments to thousands of Ukrainian refugees is causing huge stress, according to campaigners who are appealing to the government to reconsider the extent of the proposed reductions. A 67-year-old man has appeared in court charged with the murder of 74-year-old Michael McConville in County Armagh last weekend. Mr. McConville was found dead in a house in the Ahamore Road area of Crossmaglen on Saturday. Malachy Quinn of Ahamore Road in Crossmaglen appeared in court in Uri charged with the murder of Mr. McConville. The Taoiseach has congratulated more than 5,500 people who have received Irish citizenship in Dublin. Simon Harris addressed the country's newest citizens by saying that it is no greater privilege and honour each and every one of you. A Syrian refugee who came to Ireland at the age of 14 has achieved her dream of becoming a doctor. Saad Alea, aged 22, graduated from RCSI in Dublin with a first-class honours degree in medicine and will begin her internship next month. And finally, a former Lidl employee who claims she had injured her back at work has withdrawn her High Court action after a video was shown of her exercising at a gym. On the second day of the action by Iwa Ladziski, the court was shown video evidence taken by a private investigator hired by Lidl, which showed her in recent days running on the spot, lifting weights and doing burpees in an exercise session lasting a half an hour. Lidl's barrister Finbar Fox had put it to her in the witness box that she was fit enough to be in the army. And that's it, just all the news stories across Ireland for this weekend. That just cracks stuff for you, Tumbling Paddies, Ryan Dior. Hi, Ryan. Good to have you along, loud and clear on the M25 in London. Good to have you along, Ryan. Listen, I hope you're well. Hopefully, all going good. Ken Roberts, great to have you along. Tumbling Paddies, cracking song it is. And just for you, Irish Radio, great to have you along on this Saturday into the afternoon. On the way at 1 o'clock, it's DJ Terry. Today, back in 1970, in the US, President Nixon signed a bill to lower the voting age to 18 for all federal, state and local elections. In addition to lowering the voting age, the bill placed a five-year extension on the 1965 Voting Rights Act, which gave more than 1 million African Americans in the South the right to vote. Today, back in 1976, Parliament votes to abolish capital punishment in Canada. A big hello to Jennifer Walton. Hi, Jennifer. Good to have you along. Hopefully you're well as requested. I'll crack one from your home county where those matters are moored, swim down to the sea.
Oh, Mary, this London's a wonderful sight. What the people here working by day and by night. They don't sow potatoes, nor barley, nor wheat, but there's gangs of them digging for gold in the streets. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand at this digging for gold. But for all that I've found there, I might as well be where the mountains of morn sweep down to the sea. I believe that when writing a wish you expressed as to how the fine ladies in London were dressed, well, if you believe me when asked to a ball, fit they don't wear no tops to their dresses at all. Oh, I've seen them myself, and you could not in truth say if they were bound for a ball or a bath. Don't be starting them fashions now, Mary McCree, where the mountains of Mourn sweep down to the sea. You remember young Peter O'Loughlin, of course. Well, he's over here at the head of the force. Sure, I met him today. I was crossing the Strand, and he stopped the whole street with one wave of his hand. And there we stood talking of days that are gone, while the whole population of London looked on. But for all his great powers, he's wishful like me to be back where the dark morns sweep down to the sea. There's beautiful girls here, but never mind. With beautiful shapes nature never designed, and lovely complexions, all roses and cream. But O'Loughlin remarked with regard to the same, that if at those roses you venture to sip, the colors might all come away on your lips. So I'll wait for the wild rose that's waiting for me, where the mountains of Mourn sweep down to the sea.
Christoph, for those models of board sweep down to the sea. Jennifer Walter. Jennifer, great to have you along. Hopefully that all is going good for you for today. Irish Radio it is, on this Saturday afternoon. Today, back in 1981, one Mark Chapman changed his plea to admit responsibility for the murder of John Lennon on December the 8th of 1980. Today, back in 2004, convicted paedophile and child killer Mark Dutroy is sentenced to life in prison in Belgium for the kidnap and rape of six young girls and the murder of four young girls. He and his accomplices had abducted and kept girls in a purpose-built dungeon in Dutroy's basement. Just some of the things that happened for today, back in the day. Peggy in Grosvenor Court in Stevenage. Peggy, how you doing? Listen, a very, very happy birthday for yesterday. Listen, hope it was a nice one. Hope you enjoyed it. Peggy, great to have you along. And Topin sent in the request just for you, Peggy. A very, very happy birthday. Ah, Krakenstorff, Declan Early, the night you waltzed into my heart.
In the soft light, the music. was playing, and the couples they took to the floor. My heart skipped a beat when I saw you, as you sat at your table alone. I smiled as I moved up beside you, and you smiled back as warm as could be. So I got the courage to ask you if you'd dance the next waltz with me. So round and around we went on the floor. We were lost in a dream made for two. The pretty young girls were all dressed up so fine, but I saw none fairer than you. And from the first time that I met you, sure I knew that we never would part. And the band, they were playing an old-fashioned song on the night you waltzed into my heart. So tight. Lord, please make this night last forever, and we'll dance together for the rest of our lives. And when the band finished playing, I gazed into your eyes so blue. Then you smiled at me and you whispered, sure I'd waltz with none other than you. So round and around we went on the floor. We were lost in the dream made for two. The pretty young girls were all dressed up so fine, but I saw none fairer than you. And from the first time that I met you, sure I knew that we never would part. And the band, they were playing an old-fashioned song on the night you waltzed into my heart.
Ah, Christ on hay, the night you waltzed into my heart. Peggy, a Grove Rose, Severage Peggy, how you doing? Very happy birthday for yesterday. Hope it was a good one. Anne sent together a request for you. Jen Walker, how you doing, Jen? Good to have you along. Hopefully you're well. That song I shall get for you. Very, very good. Early morning to you, Jen, in Florida. Today, back in 2004 in the USA, a class action sex discrimination lawsuit representing 1.6 million female workers against Walmart was approved by a federal judge. Today, back in 2005, 10 Germans who were former Nazi officers during World War II were sentenced to life in prison by a military tribunal. The men were implicated in what was known as one of the worst war crimes to be committed in Italy, a massacre of 560 civilians in a small Italian village. Despite the conviction, the sentence, the men will probably not end up serving the time because of their ages. Just some of the things that happened from today back in the day. George O'Shea's The Ramblers, the St. Joseph's Club in Highgate tonight. T.R. Dallas, brand new release from him. Good one, Takes Me All Night Long.
Never gave much thought to growing older. I've been young most all my life. When the dimple on my cheek became a wrinkle, I hardly ever looked twice. And you'd think I would have known when my hair stopped growing and time was closing the door. But what brought my attention was when my woman mentioned that it takes me all night long to do what I used to do all night long before. It didn't bother me none when my memories started fading, or that I can't see or hear anymore. But what got my attention was when my woman mentioned that it takes me all night long to do what I used to do all night long before. I should have been concerned when arthritis took over,
But I guess he kinda sneaked up on me. When the trip from the bed to the bathroom got longer, an Arctic put me down on my knees. It never crossed my mind that old father time was slowly closing the door. But what caught my attention was when my woman mentioned that it takes me all night long to do what I used to do all night long before. It didn't bother me none when my memories started fading, or that I can't see or hear anymore. But what got my attention was when my woman mentioned that it takes me all night long to do what I used to do all night long before. That it takes me all night long to do what I used to do all night long before.
Thanks off T.O. Dallas, Ryan Dior. Ryan, good to have you along. Top day, high top of Mora, great to have you along. Hopefully that you're well. Jojo Shields, Ramblers, tonight, Sir Joseph's Highgate, the Lytic Fisherman. Christ off there, George O'Shea's Ramblers, the Lytic Fisherman in St. Joseph's Club in Highgate. He is tonight, himself on the band. Good to have you along, T.R. Donald's top. Good to have you with us. Hopefully that you will. On the way, in a few minutes' time, we're having a chat with A.D. Lynch. Now, she's the female lead dancer with the Rhythm of the Dance show, starting a UK tour very shortly. This is Caitlin Bertha. You released from her. It's called Hunt You Down. This is it.
Who's always got your back? Yodel, odel, oh, oh. Yodel, odel, oh, oh, oh. I wanna be your favorite and always by your side. I wanna talk forever with babies down the line. Yodel, odel, oh, oh. Yodel, odel, oh, oh, oh. But I've got something to
night. I've got eyes like a hawk, babe. I'm watching all the time. Yodel-o-del-o, uh-oh. Yodel-o-del-o, uh-oh-oh. But I've got a warning for you first, alright. I never hurt nobody, never burned a body, never killed no one, no, no. I ain't afraid to get a little crazy, baby, when I'm in love. You say you've had your fun, but that you're done, and I'm the one. Just know that if you mess around, boy, I'll hunt you down.
Oh, there you go, a new release from Caitlin Murta there, and Hunt You Down, brand new release from her. Irish Radio it is, good afternoon to you. Today, back in 2008, a ferry capsized off the Philippines, over 700 people were missing. Today in 2011, a major crime boss was arrested in Mexico. He was known as the Monkey. He was accused of leading a gang coordinating drug trafficking sales in Mexico and the United States. And today, back in 2013, Mount Fuji in Japan became a World Heritage Site. Just some of the things that happened from today, back in the day.
Best Irish music on IrishRadio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Take the hassle out of moving with www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089-484-0140. Always reliable and trustworthy. Whether you're moving from the UK to Ireland or Ireland to the UK or indeed anywhere in Europe, it must be www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Pre-clearance, customs paperwork guaranteed, fully insured. Be it a house removal, deliveries or a single item contact, www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone this Irish number 089-484-0140. Personally procured move and agent supplied, Brexit certified. They will pack it, rack it and stack it. Full storage facilities available in Ireland. A service you can trust. www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089-484-0140. From the UK, it's 00353-89-484-0140. Email countytocountyremovals@gmail.com. The Dance Company of Ireland presents the internationally acclaimed all-new show Rhythm of the Dance UK Tour 2024 from Saturday the 29th of June until Monday the 29th of July right across the UK. Amongst the locations include Stockport Plaza on the 13th of June, Liverpool on the 13th of July, the Flora Pavilion, New Brighton, the Spa Felixstowe, York, Swansea, Skegness and many more. See our website irishradio.org or rhythmofthedance.com. A fantastic show with gifted young dancers, musicians and singers. A new spectacular show celebrating Ireland's rich culture of over 1,000 years. rhythmofthedance.com.
Hearts Irish Meat Market.
2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, telephone 020-8965-4563. 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, telephone 020-7639-3095. And 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6, telephone 020-7624-2204. Free parking in Kilburn all day Saturday, open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Rye Lane, Peckham, open 7 days a week. Always a massive selection of the finest quality meats and all Irish goods. Prime Irish roasting beef. Now stocking Limerick hams and cooked Limerick hams. Hearts Irish Meat Market, 2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, and 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6.
Hearts Irish Meat Market.
Well, I'm a gonna raise a fuss, I'm a gonna raise a holler.
Hi, this is DJ Terry here. Join me on Irish Radio every Tuesday, 7 to 9, and Saturday, 1 to 3, straight after the Jerry Byrne Show on irishradio.org.
My boss says no dice, son, you gotta work late.
I was just wishing I could go fishing forever.
Hi, Ger O'Brien here from All Things Country. Please join me for any of my four shows every week. Sunday afternoon between 3 and 5, Tuesday night between 9 and 11pm, Wednesday night from 10 until midnight, or Thursday evening from 7 until 10. All live shows, all playing great country music. So join me, Ger O'Brien, for All Things Country, right here from irishradio.org.
A regular lady dazzler is me old skedaddle.
Well, Sadie's mama told her, you're nearly 21. It's time to find a man and settle down. She tidied up her auburn hair, put on her best perfume, and headed for the dance downtown. Oh, Sadie's got her new dress on, Lord, Lord. Sadie's got her new dress on. Her mama's done and said she's old enough to wear. Sadie's got her new dress on. Yonder coming, Charlie Taylor said, I've never seen a girl with eyes that green. But Sadie Rose just winked at him and pat him on the head, then danced a jive with Willie Dean. Oh, Sadie's got her new dress on, Lord, Lord. Sadie's got her new dress on. Her mama's done and said she's old enough to wear. Sadie's got her new dress on. Well, Bobby said to Willie, I can't believe my eyes. That Sadie Rose, she's looking mighty fine. Then Willie said to Bobby, I was looking at her too. I'll be the one to make her mine. Oh, Sadie's got her new dress on, Lord, Lord. Sadie's got her new dress on. Her mama's done and said she's old enough to wear. Sadie's got her new dress on. Sadie's got her new dress on, Lord, Lord. Sadie's got her new dress on. Her mama's done and said she's old enough to wear. Sadie's got her new dress on. Her mama's done and said she's old enough to wear. Oh, Sadie's got her new dress on.
Ah, just Christ off there. Lee Matthews, Sadie's got a new dress on. Hi to you, Terry Mitchell and Horn Church. Terry, it's great to have you along. Hopefully you're well. Michael Mannion, thank you indeed for the email. Hopefully all as well. Enjoy the warm weather and all the football. Could we please have a dedication played on the show today? What a very happy birthday to Juanita and Fabiola. May you both have a wonderful birthday with lots of smiles from loved ones, singing you special songs, sharing special times, and sharing special cake for sure. Good luck and great health for all the year too. Lots of love coming in from Sheila, Michael, and the Mangans around the world. Many thanks from Sheila and Michael Mangan. To you, Juanita and Fabiola, a very, very happy birthday. Let's have a lovely, lovely day. Very special messages from Sheila, Michael Mangan, and indeed all the crew to say very, very special best wishes to you. Jed Walker, just for you. Beautiful song, Sean Lockery. This is The Rock and the Pillar.
He would stand and sing his songs, so tall and proud. She would watch through eyes of love amongst the crowd. A singer so important to the game. And a lady filled with pride who shared his name. Then sickness that has broke so many hearts came to both to try and tear their world apart. But faith and love they share would ease their pain. They could always feel the sunshine through the rain. He was her rock, standing strong and tall. She was his pillar of strength through all. Always giving, always sharing, ever loving, ever caring. He was her rock, she was his pillar. Oh, so strong in love together. Now they're gone from this old world to take their place beside the Lord. For years their strength together took them through. With great dignity they crossed each bridge anew. But time it would not heal and could not mend. Until finally the fight was at an end. He's singing with the angels, now I know. And writing songs for them to sing in God's great show. She's dancing with an elegance divine. They're smiling at each other all the time. He was her rock, standing strong and tall. She was his pillar of strength through all. Always giving, always sharing, ever loving, ever caring. He was her rock, she was his pillar. Oh, so strong in love together. Now they're gone from this old world to take their place beside the Lord. Sadly missed in this old world, hand in hand beside the Lord.
Ah, Christ, up there. Sean Lockery, the Rock of the Pillar. Jed Walker, hi to you, Jed, for this early morning in Florida. Listen, hopefully life is good. Hopefully you're in good form and all is well. Irish Radio, it is this Saturday. And on the way, having a wee chat with Lass from Rhythm of the Dance. Lead female dancer, Aidy Lynch, Rhythm of the Dance on the way.
Best Irish music on IrishRadio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Irish Radio it is, and my guest online now is one lass who has truly astounding talent in Irish dancing. Lead female dancer from Dublin, who is the lead female dancer with the world famous at this stage, Rhythm of the Dance. And I'm delighted to say hello to Aidy Lynch. Aidy, lovely to speak to you.
Thank you for having me.
Real pleasure. First of all, sympathies to yourself and the rest of the cast on the sad passing of the man who put it all together, Kieran Kavanagh.
Yes.
Indeed, sad times. But Aidy, tell me this. You're obviously at this stage an incredibly accomplished dancer. At what age did you start?
Thank you very much. I started at around 3. Before that, I'd kind of just been going to the class and running around, crawling around. So I officially did my first competition at 3. And yeah, I just never stopped.
Wowee. That is incredible. At 3 years of age, that is very, very young to begin.
You think so, but a lot of the dancers start so young because it's such a big culture thing. It's always in the schools, after school in the school hall, and all your friends do it. So it just comes natural.
Indeed, I suppose it does. Yes, everybody. I think there's a bit of major increase as well in boys doing Irish dancing.
Yes, which is brilliant. We have some of the most talented men in our cast, and it's just so special to see that it's getting more and more popular these days.
Indeed. Now, the dance, you're celebrating actually 25 years in action.
Yes, yeah, the show started before I was even born. They did their first show in Norway in March 1999. So yeah, 25 years ago. I'm so honored that to be part of such a long legacy and such amazing dancers that have been going for 25 years.
Indeed, indeed so. Now, I believe that the show actually this year is it's completely new.
It is. So we've got the wonderful James Greenan. He is a really accomplished dancer himself, and he's a choreographer who is taking Irish dancing into modern times. You know, it's amazing because some of the other shows that have paved the way, they've kind of set the groundwork. But what James is able to do, and he's still a dancer himself, which is a really unique standpoint, he's able to bring the show into the modern day while incorporating different aspects of dancing, which also reflects on modern times in Ireland. So it's really something quite special and new, and it challenges all of us and allows us to grow. But it's really, yeah, it's really interesting. It's really modern.
Right. Excellent. Excellent. Now, listen, you've toured all over the world with Rhythm of the Dance. Tell me.
I have, yes.
You know, it must be incredible to go to all these different countries.
It is. It's absolutely amazing. And what even makes it more special is the fact you have like your friends on the road. So it's a little piece of home because it's tough being away for so long in such, you know, faraway countries. But you have a group around you that make it just feel like home no matter where you go. But it's funny because I've had people from home and like friends from school texting being like, how did you manage to go to all the like the major cities in the world? How can you afford that? And I was like, I'm on tour. It's allowed me to have these amazing opportunities to get to see the world, which I would not be able to afford myself otherwise.
Indeed, indeed so. And Rhythm of Dance has toured the world. I mean, amongst the places that you went down a storm, I believe it was in China.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a troupe out there that did 6 weeks and they absolutely loved it over there and the audience loved them. So it's just so special to think that there's people over the other side of the world that know and love Irish dancing and we get to share our culture. And yeah, it's to get to have the experiences to see these amazing places. They danced at the Great Wall of China, which is, I think, something not a lot of people can say that they've done. So it's really special. And it's just given us the most wonderful opportunities as young dancers.
Indeed.
And musicians as well.
Indeed so, indeed so. You know, it truly is amazing, like, to be able to travel to all these, to get the opportunity to be able to travel to all these countries, which otherwise, like, there's just no way you'd be able to get seeing all those countries.
Absolutely. We have danced in some countries that I hadn't even heard of, which is ignorance on my part, but I was just so eye-opened to see different parts of the world. And I was confused in the beginning. I was like, how do people in like random countries know or care what Irish dancing is? And we went over, they were some of the best fans. We had like fans giving us flowers at the end of the shows. I was just so moved. It was so special. And like, even for myself, I got to spend my birthday and we did a sold out show in Milan and my family got to come over, which is something so special because it's definitely a birthday I'll remember forever. But we just got to see some amazing cities and just get the wonderful opportunities.
Indeed, indeed. It's absolutely, you know, incredible. And I bet it is a birthday that you will never forget. But you're coming over on tour to the UK.
Yes, which we can't wait for.
Indeed,
we have our first show on the 29th of June.
Lovely stuff, and you're touring right throughout the length and breadth of the country.
Yeah, yes, we are, for all of July.
Indeed, lovely stuff. And if anybody wants details, all you got to do is click on the website rhythmofthedance.com. You can get details on all those dates and tickets, or click on our website. Listen, it's been lovely to speak to you, Eddie. And listen, congratulations, or well done on everything you've done with Rhythm of the Dance. And listen, have a great tour across the UK.
Thank you so much, and it's been a pleasure to be on talking about Rhythm of the Dance.
Thank you very much, Edie. This is some of the music from Rhythm of the Dance, Stomp to the Beat. Oh, Christ, off there. Rhythm of the Dance on Stomp to the Beat, Rhythm of the Dance Show. All you can do is click on the link on their website, rhythmofthedance.com, or click on the link on our website, Irish Radio, and you get details. They're appearing right throughout the UK, starting off the 29th of June. So they start off there at King's Lynn and the Corn Exchange. They're appearing right throughout the country in the UK. So well worth visiting. Hi, Ken Roberts. Good to have you along. Michael English, this is Nazi Spain.
Of all the stars that ever shone, not one does twinkle like your pale blue eyes. Like golden corn at harvest time, your hair sailing in my boat, and the wind gently blows and fills my sail. Your sweet scented breath is everywhere. Daylight peeping through the curtain of the passing night time is your smile, and the sun in the sky is like your laugh. Come back to me, my Nancy, linger for just a little while. Since you left these shores, I've known no peace nor joy. No matter where I wander, I'm still haunted by your name. Portrait of your beauty stays the same. Standing by the ocean, wondering where you've gone, if you'll return again. Where is the ring I gave to Nancy Spain? That day in spring, when snow starts to melt and streams to flow, with the birds I'll sing this song. Then in a while I'll wander down by Bluebell Stream where wildflowers grow, and I hope that lovely Nancy will return. No matter where I wander, I'm still haunted by your name. Portrait of your beauty stays the same. Standing by the ocean, wondering where you've gone, if you'll return again. Where is the ring I gave to Nancy Spain? No matter where I wander, I'm still haunted by your name. The portrait of your beauty stays the same.
Ah, cracking stuff there. Nazi Spain, that is Michael English. Ken Roberts, just for you. Good to have you along, Ken. Hopefully that you're well. Hopefully all is going good. John Leahy. John, how you doing? Good to have you along, John. Hopefully that life is going well. Doing some repairs before the final paint outside between the wet days. John, I'll get Fergal Flaherty for you tomorrow. Don't forget, vote for your favourite three songs. Voting is open until 3 o'clock today. All you can do is click on the link on the website, click on the link on the Facebook page, click on the link on my Facebook page, Irish Radio Facebook page, or Joe O'Brien's Facebook page. You vote for your favourite three songs. We are doing the charts tomorrow from 11. On the way, it's Terry Patsy on the way at 3. Don't forget, this evening at 7, it's Jim Corbett, Conor O'Donnell at 9. Listen, you take care. Have a great day. Leave you this one, Big Tom. Oh, there's a time. On the way, 1, it's Terry. Listen, take care. Have a great Saturday. John Joe Trees, the Ramblers, Sir Joseph's High Get Tonight.
The road you have travelled has been long and tough. You fought hard for every mile. You overcame wrong turns and misleading signs, and paid well for every smile. There must have been times when your darkest doubt seemed too far away from the dawn. But your heart, it was brave, you never gave up,
but the spirit inside you was strong.
And time, it changes everything.
Nothing stays the same.
And the further down the road you get, the less you feel the pain.
There's a time to hurt, a time to heal. There's a time for moving on. And everyone in life deserves their time out in the sun.
Cry alone. Just remember the fate that is in your heart is the greatest gift you'll own. And time changes everything. Nothing stays the same.